Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
Well, again, happy Thanksgiving. We're so glad everyone is here today. And very quickly, and I'm not kidding, very quickly, I want to talk for just a moment about the value of thanks. The value of Thanksgiving. I think it's really cool. We live in a country that, like literally, as a country, we stop every year on that Thursday, and we just sit around and say thank you. And I think there's some incredible value in pausing to be thankful. And that's for everybody. Now, if you consider yourself a Christian, or if you are at least interested in the things of faith, I'm assuming you are, you're here, may interest you to know that for Christians, we are actually commanded to be thankful. It's one of the instructions we're given. Jesus talks about it, but the clearest example we have of it is a guy named Paul. We talk about Paul a lot here at our church. Paul wrote about half what we call the New Testament. Paul was just a pastor and a leader, and he wrote letters to other Christians to basically teach them how to be Christians because they didn't know how to be Christians. And we believe that when Paul was writing these letters, it was like God himself was speaking through Paul's pen. And those letters have been preserved, and almost 2,000 years later, we can read these letters. And it's like we're hearing directly from God. And in one of Paul's letters to the church at Thessalonica, he addresses this issue. And here's what he says. He says, hey guys, always be joyful. He says, never stop praying. And then he says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. In other words, if you're a Christian, this is God's will for your life. He wants us to always be joyful. To bring joy to the world. He wants us to pray without ceasing, to live in constant communion with our Heavenly Father. And then he says he wants us to be thankful in all circumstances. And I want to focus on the word be there, because he says be thankful. He doesn't say feel thankful. He doesn't say think thankful. He says be thankful. And we inherently understand this. This is why we don't think thank you notes. We write thank you notes. Because we understand there's a difference between how we feel and what we say. Parents, this is why we spend so much time and energy teaching our kids not to feel thankful, but what? Say thank you. Hey, 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 say thank you. Say thank you. Ha ha, I love it. Yes! So, maybe other parents can identify with this. Years ago, when my children were much younger, I found myself in a thank you standoff. It was right after dinner. It was a normal dinner. And at the end of dinner, I always look at my boys and I say, hey, tell your mom thank you. And one of our sons, I'm not going to tell you who, one of our sons just said, thanks, mom, and got up and went to the table. Another of my sons just decided, not doing it, Dad. Not doing it. And he just clamped down. And you know, parents, how you have that moment you're like, this is going to be a pivotal moment in his life. This is going to be the moment that changes everything. And so I looked at him and I said, dude, thank your mom. Say thank you. And he just got this steel-eyed look in his eyes. And I promise, if you're familiar, you remember the Clint Eastwood movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Like, I heard it. Went, oh, 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 oh. And I looked at him, and I was like, you think you got it in you, punk? And I said, say thank you. Nothing. Say thank you. Nothing. This went on for like 20 minutes. And I'll confess, I wanted to bail after 5. I was like, this isn't that big a deal. What have I done? But again, as a parent, when you double down, like, you know, this could change everything. He could be the dad tomorrow if I don't do this. And so I just stayed in and stayed. She had gone to bed, I think. But I was like, you are going to say thank you to your mother. And then finally, I guess he just relented. He said, thank you. And I said, thank you. And then we went on to bed. But The reason we do that, parents, the reason we focus on that with our children, the reason God wants us to be thankful is because he understands the massive gulf that exists between feeling thankful and saying thank you. There is a massive gulf between those two things. Because it's not enough to feel thankful. We have to say thank you, because I'm not sure if you're aware, other people can't feel your feelings. But other people can receive your words. And specifically with gratitude, with being thankful, the reason it's so important, the reason God makes a big deal about it, the reason you as a parent make a big deal about it, is because when someone does something for us and we don't express gratitude, we don't say thank you, not only do we miss an opportunity to say thanks, we don't leave the relationship neutral. We actually leave the relationship in a deficit. Let me explain what I mean. Unexpressed gratitude communicates ingratitude. When we don't say thank you, it communicates we aren't thankful. And we've all experienced this. Mom, think about the last time you decided, you know what, I'm gonna bless the kids today. I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna make their favorite breakfast, or I'm gonna make their favorite meal, or I'm gonna make their favorite lunch, and I'm gonna put a little note in there, and you put all this time and energy into it, and they came down and they ate the food and you watched them and it was good and they enjoyed it. And then they just got up and walked out the door. Well, now mom has a dilemma. Mom's like, well, did I mess up? Did I do something wrong? Was it not good? Why didn't they say thank you? I guess they didn't like it. I guess it wasn't good. Now, this works the other way too, parents, because sometimes kids, you know, you decide, hey, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to clean my room without being asked. Parents are supposed to laugh at that because that never happens. Ha, 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 ha. But let's just say they do it. They clean their room without being asked. They empty the dishwasher without being asked. You pull up in the driveway with a car full of groceries and they just come out and start unloading, and you don't have to scream through the house to find them. Okay, now imagine they do those things and then you don't say thank you. You don't say, hey guys, thank you so much. That's awful. You just go about your day. You know what they're going to think? Well, I guess it didn't matter. I guess she didn't really want me to do it. I guess he didn't really. Okay, same thing happens at work. Employees, man, when you go above and beyond, when you knock it out of the park, when you do something great, and your boss doesn't even acknowledge it, your boss doesn't even notice, your boss doesn't send an email, a text, says, hey, great work, thank you, saw that. What happens? You go, well, I guess nobody cared. I guess nobody noticed. I guess nobody realizes what I did. And so see, by not saying thank you, by not expressing gratitude, we don't leave the relationship neutral. We actually create a deficit, which is why our Heavenly Father commands me and you and us not to think thankful, not to feel thankful, but to be thankful, to live thankful, to express gratitude. Now, if you're like me, I know it's really easy right now. All of you are sitting around thinking of all the people who didn't thank you this week. Right? That's what we're doing. Hey, you're right. Why didn't he say thank you? Why didn't she say? But hey, this is a lesson for everyone in the room, kids and adults. It's time, kids, if you don't know this already, it's time to learn. Adults, we know this, but we don't always apply it in our lives. The only person we can control is us. Parents, how often do you tell your kids that? The only person you can control is you. I don't care what Tommy did. I don't care what Billy did. I'm not Billy's mom. I'm your mom. Well, I don't care who didn't say thank you to you this week. I can't control them. You can't control them. You can only control you. But I do believe if we take this message to heart, I do believe we could create a wave of gratitude, a wave of thankfulness that will pay dividends for generations. So here's the single question, the question I want you to think about. And then we're going to sing some more songs. As you think about this question, it's pretty simple. Who am I thankful for? That's the question for today. And if you're here, I hope you begin with God. I really do. I hope you're thankful for God. But let me go ahead and assure you, God's the only person that doesn't need you to tell him thank you. We thank God for us. We say thank you to God because it reminds us who God is. God knows you're thankful because he can actually read your mind. He knows your thoughts. God wants us to be thankful because it's better for us. And he wants us to be thankful because it's better for the world. So who am I thankful for today? Last question. Have I told them recently? Not I told them last year at Christmas. Have I told them recently? You know what recently is? Recently is this week. Have you told them this week that you're thankful? And if you have, fantastic. Tell them again next week. If you haven't, that's your homework. That's your homework for this afternoon and for the next few days. That's your homework to be thinking about as we sing more songs. Your homework is, man, who am I thankful for and have I told them recently? And if you haven't, tell them. Just tell them. Send them a text. Write them a letter. Make a phone call. Take them to coffee. You will never regret expressing the gratitude that you feel. We live life assuming they know. But they don't. In fact, they assume the opposite. Which is why our Heavenly Father invites us not to feel thankful, but to be thankful. So who are you thankful for? And how can you express that gratitude this week? How can you close the gap for them? How can you take the assumptions away and communicate to their heart just how grateful for them you are? You know, that's one of the reasons we gather each week and sing songs, because we're singing songs to God to communicate to him how grateful we are for him. And the reason he wants us to do that, same reason he wants us to communicate gratitude for other people, the more we communicate our gratitude for other people, the more we realize how blessed we are. The more we realize the goodness of God, the more we realize the blessings he's put in our life. And so expressing that gratitude, wouldn't you know it, actually makes our lives better as well. So I'm going to pray for us. And we've got some more songs to sing. And as we sing, just ask yourself, who am I thankful for? And have I told them recently? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you so much. And God, we are so thankful for you. We are so thankful for your son. We are so thankful for the relationships you have placed in our lives. Heavenly Father, I pray now as we continue to sing to you, as we continue to celebrate you, may you remind us of all the blessings in our life. May we be reminded that they all flow from you. James tells us that every good and perfect gift comes down from our Heavenly Father. So we're so thankful for it. And God, we ask you to give us the opportunity this week to express it, to be thankful in your name. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.